course, wonderful for you if a member of Parliament stands up in Parliament and says something which, in effect, means that an order of the court on anonymity is breached. But you do need to think, do you not, whether it's a very good idea for our lawmakers to be, in effect, flouting a court order just because they disagree with the order, or for that matter, because they disagree with the law of privacy which Parliament has created.
In their report, the judges also said super injunctions and other injunctions can only be granted when they are strictly necessary.
Where privacy and confidentiality are involved, a degree of secrecy is often necessary to do justice. But where secrecy is ordered, it should only be to the extent strictly necessary to achieve the interests of justice. And when it is ordered, the facts of the case and the reason for secrecy should be explained as far as possible in an openly available judgment.
Under new rules for judges, any members of the media who would be subject to an injunction would be told beforehand and subject to a confidentiality agreement. Bloggers and users of social network sites such as Twitter would not necessarily be covered.
It does add to the difficulties of enforcement, there's no doubt about that. At the moment, the law seems to be that even if the information which is the subject matter of the injunction is on the web, or may go on the web, that is by no means the same degree of intrusion onto privacy as the story being emblazoned on the front page of a national newspaper.